Mary, M-A-R-Y, Free, F-R-E-E, 131, 1961. Data evaluation put 1229. Ms. Free was seen today for face-to-face evaluation period. Patient is currently in her fourth benefit period, extending from 10-28-25 to 2-25-26. This will be shared with the hospice medical director as well. Period. Our patient is a 64-year-old woman who's under hospice with history of COPD. One thing you notice about her is she's quite frail. She's lost 10 pounds in the past 2 months. She had originally lost 40 pounds initially, about a year before admission to hospice. She has COPD, severe hypoxemia. She has pulmonary hypertension. She has weakness, debility, decreased appetite, protein, calorie malnutrition, right-sided heart failure, depression, anxiety, and neuropathy, period. Patient's pain is controlled with pain medication. As a matter of fact, she states that some of her meds were stolen. She's currently being evaluated for placement in a different situation because her home life is so terrible, period. New paragraph, she wants to be moved to Baytown, close to her great niece. And hospital social work is aware of this, period. She, her TUSAT was at 87% today on room air, period. She uses nebulizer treatments on a regular basis like they're going out of style, period. She has issues with anxiety, and weight loss is deemed to be unavoidable, period. She can ambulate with difficulty because of her weakness. She's definitely showing signs of decline, both functional and cognitively, period. New paragraph. I believe patient's PPS is now at 50% as opposed to 60, period. She's eating about 30% of her meals now, period. She has bowel and bladder incontinence, requires help with most ADL now, period. Patient's lower extremity edema is related to both protein calorie malnutrition and core pulmonary related to her COPD, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.